KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a cloudy sky, 49 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today, a high of 66. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The KJAN listening area received some much-needed rain overnight in light of numerous recent grass and field fires and the dry, windy conditions western Iowa has been dealing with for several weeks. Here at the KJAN studios, your official National Weather Service reporting station for Atlantic, we received 1.05 inches of rain. Messina reports just under 8/10 of an inch. Other unofficial reports include 1.28 in Council Bluffs, 1.1 inches just south of Avoca, a little more than an inch in Irwin and in Harlan, also 1 inch in Oakland, 94/100 in Audubon, 8/10 of an inch of rain in Shenandoah was reported. A little over 3/4 of an inch in Clarinda, 6/10 of an inch in Red Oak, 49/100 in Creston, and nearly 3/10 of an inch of rain in Denison. The storms that rolled through western Iowa early this morning brought with them some ground thirst-quenching rain and intense lightning. At around 12:35 a.m., firefighters from Griswold and Lewis were dispatched to a field fire reported to have been caused by lightning in the area of 560th and White Pole Road northwest of Lewis. Lewis crews were called out again at around 3:15 a.m. when a transformer on a power pole caught fire in the same area. Well, despite the recent rain, effective at noon today, Audubon County will be placed under a burn ban, which prohibits the use of open burning. The ban is being put in place when it's determined open burning constitutes a danger to life or property. And according to Iowa Code, a proclamation issued by the state fire marshal does not prohibit a supervised controlled burn for which a permit has been issued by the local fire chief of the fire district where the burn will take place. It does also not prohibit the use of outdoor fireplaces, barbecue grills, properly supervised landfills, or the burning of trash in incinerators or trash burners made of metal, concrete, masonry, or heavy 1-inch wire mesh with no openings greater than 1 square inch. A violation of the burn ban constitutes a simple misdemeanor under Iowa law. A West Central Iowa man has offered $500 to help catch whoever vandalized a memorial to his son, who was slain in Afghanistan while serving with the U.S. Army. Des Moines television station KCCI reports that hollowed-out eggshells filled with pink paint were thrown at the memorial over the weekend. The memorial sits just a few steps from the Coon Rapids shop of Dave Moore, who built the memorial to honor his youngest son, Sean. The soldier was killed in January of 2011 by a roadside bomb. Sean Muir, or Moore, graduated from Coon Rapids Bayard High School in 2003 and joined the Army in 2005. Police say they found several street signs vandalized in a similar manner with pink paint, so they don't believe the vandal or vandals specifically targeted the memorial. Despite questions over federal regulations on establishing a permanent structure on the site, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening approved a contract with Murphy Heavy Contracting for lease of a former tractor-trailer parking lot owned by the city for the purpose of establishing a concrete recycling operation as well as future landscape stone product sales. Dwayne Murphy, president of Murphy Heavy Contracting, has proposed leasing the site, which is expected to produce $7,200 in annual revenue for the city on land that is currently otherwise unprofitable. David Wright, owner of Recycling Services LLC at 101 State Street, asked at Wednesday's city council meeting why he wasn't given a chance to lease the land for his business, which is adjacent to the vacant lot. Wright said his company, which has been in business since 2004, does roughly $4 million in business each year, with many of those receiving payments for their scrap metal, spending the money they receive here in town. The company, he says, began inquiring about leasing the lot in 2012 and proposed leasing for a 20-year term, paid yearly in advance for $8,000. At that time, he said he was told by former city councilman Steve Livengood the lot could only be used for truck parking, which is essentially what Wright wanted the space to be used for anyway. He said it was his understanding that FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, rules prohibit the erection of a permanent building on the site, which is apparently in a floodplain or floodway. He asked the council if FEMA was such a big issue and we wanted to do it, is that all straightened out? Mayor Dave Jones says it was his understanding that a permanent structure such as a house could not be placed on the lot. Jones said the lease agreement with Murphy would benefit the city and that its rock piles from road and sidewalk removal project would be recycled and not continue to pile up. There would also be a fence on the north side of the lot to make the operation less visible from the Schulberg Recreation Area campground sites. Wright says they've done a lot of maintenance over their years to that lot, including plowing snow and applying gravel, and he acknowledged at one time that truck parking was a problem, but that's because he said some truckers were unreasonable in their use of the property. Despite concerns from councilpersons Bob Cord, Chris Jemerson, and Kathy Summers about FEMA regulations, how the city got to the point of leasing the land, along with their desire to investigate further, Mayor Jones called for a vote on the contract, with the matter being approved 4-3. Cord, Jemerson, and Summers were the nay votes. In the funeral announcements, Richard Sorfondon, age 79, of Stewart, died Sunday. Memorial services for Richard Sorfondon will be held today at 1:30 at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Charlotte Neumeister Miller, age 76, of Red Oak, died Saturday. Funeral services for Charlotte Miller will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Oak Community Church in rural Mills County. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak has arrangements. Cecil Keller, age 84, of Greenfield, died Monday. Celebration of life services for Cecil Keller will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Lorraine Hoig, age 92, of Exira, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Lorraine Hoig will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Molly Farrell, age 88, of Atlantic, died March 28th. A prayer service for Molly Farrell will be at noon Saturday at the Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. Phyllis Piper, age 83, formerly of Des Moines and Greenfield, died Sunday in State Center. Graveside services for Phyllis Piper will be Saturday at 1 o'clock in the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Raymond Wilson, age 81, of Council Bluffs, died Tuesday. A visitation for Raymond Wilson will be Saturday from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. And Philip Phil James Cullen, age 79, of Wyota, died March 26th in Arizona. Services for Phil James Cullen are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.